Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and you're listening to the Evening Standards Tech and Science Daily podcast. Here's what's happening today, Monday, the 30th of November. So it's here again. Yes, it's Cyber Monday, when you might bag a deal, but don't buy into the marketing glitz and those smoke and mirrors. Some of those deals you're spotting may not actually be so good after all.
Our research looking at Black Friday and Cyber Monday last year found that 9 in 10 of the special offers, those big tech products that we tracked, they were actually available cheaper or the same price earlier on in the year.
That's Adam French, senior consumer rights editor at Britain's consumer watchdog Which, who explains we should be alert for those glowing fake reviews.
What we have unearthed over the last couple of years is a vast industry of generating fake reviews to flog crappy products, to be perfectly honest with you.
But don't panic, as shopping around and doing your research will most likely always bag you a reasonably priced Christmas gift. But how do we spot a fake review?
Do not take that star rating at face value. Make sure you're reading those reviews, actually interrogating what they have to say. The telltale signs of fake reviews are that people will be given a stock copy to use, so look for repetition, especially odd turns of phrase or constantly naming the member of staff that was involved. Often giveaways that those reviews aren't particularly genuine. It's also always worth checking the one-star reviews regardless, because they can be quite eye-opening, some of the more consistent and persistent problems that products face.
Telecoms providers must stop installing Huawei equipment inside the UK's 5G mobile network from September, the British government said on Monday. The announcement comes ahead of a new law being unveiled on Tuesday, which bans the Chinese firm from the network over security and spying fears, which Huawei has denied, but the British government threatens big fines for companies failing to comply. Digital Secretary Oliver Dowden said he was pushing for the complete removal of high-risk vendors from 5G networks. The new deadline falls earlier than expected, although servicing and maintaining old equipment will still be allowed. Staying with China, and the country's Chang'e 5 spacecraft has entered orbit around the moon. Ahead of an historic attempt to touch down on the lunar surface to collect samples. The 8-ton spacecraft launched on a Long March rocket last Monday and reached the moon on Saturday after 112 hours of spaceflight. Chang'e 5 will extract 2 kilograms of material from 2 meters below the lunar surface, a 2-week landing window governed by the amount of light available for solar power. Then the specimens will launch back into lunar orbit aboard a small rocket, rendezvous with a return craft, and head back to Earth. No such mission has been attempted since the Soviet Union's Luna 24 mission in 1976. First, it was Instagram and Twitter taking inspiration from Snapchat's Stories feature. Now Spotify is getting in on the act, the all-you-can-eat music service, upon which you might be listening to this very podcast. It's testing a curated playlist feature by celebrities including Jennifer Lopez and Meghan Trainor. But the company is only testing stories with a limited number of users. Don't hold your breath that Mariah Carey's Christmas mix will be appearing on your phone anytime soon.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are 6 chances to win the competition, including 2 top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Now get ready to plunge down a warp pipe. Universal Studios Japan has announced its long-awaited Super Nintendo World area will finally open to the public next February. Attractions include Bowser's Castle, a giant reconstruction of the iconic location from the games where visitors can climb a sweeping grand staircase, at the top of which is an imposing life-sized bronze statue of the Super Mario baddie. Attractions also include Mario Kart Koopa's Challenge, an augmented reality ride with projection mapping that brings Mario Kart games to life through a special headset, complete with power-up mushrooms and shells to throw around the course at your competitors. Super Mario World was originally scheduled to open for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics this summer, but was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Remember the discovery of a mysterious monolith in the remote Utah desert found by Utah Department of Public Safety?
Yeah, it's just wild.
It's gone. That spooky monolith baffling internet sleuths after it was found in the desert has been removed by what authorities have described as an unknown party. The shiny pillar, which protruded about 12 feet from the red rocks of southern Utah, was spotted last Wednesday by baffled local officials who were counting sheep from the air. But the three-sided structure was removed by an unknown party on Friday evening, the Bureau of Land Management Utah said in a statement. After the monolith's location was pinpointed by Reddit users as being near the town of Moab, US Army veteran David Serber visited it last week and concluded that it was hollow, made by riveting together 3 aluminium strips. And finally, she had already successfully managed to turn back time. Now Cher can add helping saving the world's loneliest elephant to her list of achievements. The singer has been campaigning for years to help Carvan, an overweight 36-year-old bull elephant left neglected in awful conditions in Islamabad Zoo in Pakistan, where he was chained up and left under a beating sun. The Asian elephant's plight had sparked outrage and a social media campaign from animal rights groups, and the campaign to save him was backed by Cher's charity Free the Wild. On Sunday, Carvan began his journey to retirement at a 25,000-acre sanctuary in Cambodia, with his 7-hour flight to a new life naturally being undertaken on a jumbo jet. You're up to date. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Please do subscribe and make sure you don't miss out. And also, please come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news from the Evening Standard's newsroom in London. Thanks for listening. Please stay safe.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.